Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is Moira Gorski, and I'm hopping on here real quick because I'm just leaving a treatment center that my daughter is at, and I dropped off something that she needs. And I just wanted to record this real quick because there was a mom in the lobby with obviously someone who was her son. And it's COVID time, so we all have masks on. And I went in and I was cheery as I tried to be and just asked where I needed to put my things that I'm dropping off for my daughter. And so I put them over in the bin, and I was walking out. I just noticed the mom, and I noticed her. I really feel like I noticed the fear in her eyes, and I noticed her looking at me, and I just wanted to say, I see you, because you know what? I've been there before. I've been there sitting in the lobby of a treatment center with my daughter who was filling out the clipboard, the form on the, you know, the clipboard, which is what her son was doing, and she was sitting there, and I can just only imagine what she felt like inside. And I wanted to go over and say, you know what, I see you, and it's going to be okay. And part of me wanted to say, you know what, it's a long journey, and it can hurt, and you got to take care of yourself. You got to go get some help yourself. I wanted to say that it's a very difficult place to be in to drop off your loved one at a treatment center. And I know that there is some relief when you do that because you're turning your son or daughter over to someone else who can help. And before you did that, you were at your house, you were doing all of that work yourself. You were trying to help your son or your daughter do the things that they were supposed to do in order to be healthy and not be crippled with this eating disorder, right? Or this addiction. And again, I'm here to tell you that I've been there. And so it provides someone told me, you know, who had come before me, who had done this before with their daughter in a treatment center. She said, you know, there is some type of relief when you drop them off and you go home and you know that somebody else is taking care of them and you can breathe and you can rest and you can just trust. And it gets me emotional to just even think about it because it's so difficult. And I remember that first time, which was over 5 years ago. And I started to learn, again, from the suggestions from my friends, that I needed to spend that time taking care of me. Even if it was resting, even if it was watching a TV program, even if it was going for a walk, I needed to start to take care of myself. And I needed to spend some time with my other kids. So if you have other kids and you're listening to this and your child is in a treatment center, take care of those other kids. And you know what that means is like, hey, come on, let's go for a walk. Let's go to the water park. Let's go to walk the dogs. Let's go paint something. You know, let's just do something to have some fun together. Maybe we can cook dinner together. You know, giving that time to someone else in your family, again, when that loved one is away, is so important. Because I know that, you know, giving that, when that person of concern, if you will, your loved one is in your home, you're giving all of your attention to them. Because they need it, right? They're struggling, and you're just trying to help. And those other kids, I know this from experience, they get pushed to the side, and they retreat, and they go and do things to protect themselves, to protect their heart. Again, I'm speaking from experience here. And so it's happened many times because my daughter's been in several treatment programs that when my daughter's not there, I try to spend time with my other kids and as well as spending time with myself. So back to that lady in the lobby again, I just wanted to say I see you and I see the fear in your eyes. And I'm, again, here to tell you that it can get better and it will get better and it will be really hard and it will be difficult. And there is hope. That's why I started this podcast several months ago, because I wanted to talk about the realness of the caregiver of somebody that's struggling and the realness of the fact that it is a struggle and we have to get off the roller coaster, right? We have to let them be on their journey. And we can cheer them on and support them, but we have to get off the roller coaster and realize that it's their journey. And realizing, again, I want to spread that hope that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is light on the other side. There is that hope that recovery is possible. It absolutely is possible. Now, it may not come when we want it to come. And again, I've lived that life and I'm still living it. As my daughter continues to struggle and peel back the onions and learn how to heal and learn how to love herself again and create an identity outside of this eating disorder that is seemingly killing her, right? And so that's what I wanted to tell that lady, that mom in the lobby, that I see you and I understand and have faith, have hope. And again, get some help for yourself. It's, again, it's tough. It's a roller coaster for sure. And this is something that, you know, I never imagined would happen. And I never imagined, again, the ups and downs and the emotional toll that it has taken on me as well as our whole family. And there's lots of other people that are out there. And again, that's why I started the podcast, so that we could all feel like we're not alone in this journey. So I wanted to share that today just briefly to say, you know what, I see you. And I see all of you who might be listening to this podcast who just dropped their daughter off or their son off, or they're wondering how they're doing in treatment, or they're just wondering how they can get along one more day. And I'm here to tell you that you can. You can, and it's not easy, but you can. And what it requires is to ask for help. And what I've learned along the years is that asking for help doesn't mean that you're not capable of doing it. I was raised by a very strong, stoic woman who taught me to be independent and strong. And that's great. And I also learned that, you know, I saw in that picture of how I was raised and watching my mother that you didn't have to ask anybody for help, right? You could do it all. You could do it all yourself, and my mom did a lot. That wasn't the 100% right message, because I started to not, and I didn't start, but I just didn't ask for help. And I realized that it was okay to ask for help. And I realized that asking for help doesn't mean that I'm not capable. And it doesn't mean like, oh, it's okay, you know, chaos, tragedy, or whatever. That asking for help can be, hey, you know what? Can we go to a movie together? Now, today, I can't. I drove by a movie theater today, and I was like, oh, the movie theater's not open. We can't even go see a movie together. But, hey, come over. Let's watch a movie. Can we go for a walk together? Can you get on the phone and pray with me? Hey, son. Hey, other daughter. Let's go paint. Let's go talk. Let's go find a funny movie to watch and laugh until we cry. That's the idea of asking for help, too. It's not always, again, in this chaos and that everything's terrible and I just need help and I'm not capable and I can't do it anymore. Asking for help is, I like to change it around to asking for support. And what can I do to support you? And asking your friends, hey, can you support me on this? Can you support me on this? And that, again, looks different than just, you know, emergency. It can be just asking a friend to be your, you know, to be your friend and spend some time with you. And again, just some things that I've learned, and I wanted to tell that gal in the lobby that You got to take care of yourself, and it's okay to ask for help. And it's okay to go get a therapist yourself. I mean, I've done that. I've gone to therapy myself to deal with the emotions that are coming up, and it's okay to do that. I've gone to Al-Anon meetings. It's okay to do that. I've clicked into support groups online. It's okay to do that. It really is okay. This is a time in your life that, again, speaking from experience, I never thought that I'd be dealing with, but I am. And the reality is, I'm here. And the reality is that you're here too, right? And you just got to take a deep breath and move forward and rely sometimes on others and other things that we need at this time. And there'll be a time that you can help somebody else. And that's what I'm hoping that this is doing, is helping somebody else. If I can help one mom, one dad feel a little bit better about this chaos of recovery that you're going through, then I feel like all this time is worth it. So I see you. I hear you. I'm with you. I stand with you to say you're not alone. And we can get through this together. If you have faith, pray for your daughter. Pray for your son. Pray that God will, that your daughter or your son will feel that presence of God and feel that in a time when, you know, they don't feel like they can let something go, that it's okay to surrender. Surrender to a higher power and realize that they're powerless over what's taken hold of them. And they can rely on someone, you know, a higher power. So that's my little musings for today as I get ready to drive back home after I dropped off these things with my daughter. But again, I appreciate you listening. Please do share this with others that need to hear it. I continue to hear that from others, and I really appreciate it. Somebody just texted me on the way down here and said, I just listened to your podcast that you did with your niece, and I really loved it. I loved the content, and I loved your interview style, and I just thought it was great. So if you haven't listened to that one, listen to that one, Kaylin Tenhove, my beautiful niece, who has taught me so much about resilience and recovery. So listen in, please share, please rate and review, because that's how we continue to get this hopeful podcast out. Come back, listen, visit my website, Gorski Wellness. I am here to help you, again, feel that you're not alone, and also start to take some steps to reclaim your life and health, because that is possible. I'm living proof of that, and I'm here to walk right alongside with you. Take care.
Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please leave me a 5-star review. Share this podcast with others and make sure you hit the subscribe button. Come on over to Facebook too. We have a great Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast tribe group, and we'd love to welcome you there. Now, do you have a story to share or know someone that does? Please connect with me. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'd love to hear from you, hear your story, and feature you on one of the upcoming podcast episodes. And perhaps you are ready to find your way back to you. You'd like to reclaim your health in your life. Send me an email, connect with me, simply moira@gorskiwellness.com, or jump over to Instagram and connect with me there as Green Gorski, or you can also find me on Facebook. I'll connect with you and just show you some simple steps and show you a way to reclaim your life and your health today. Thanks for listening. Until next time.